Hello and welcome to Bad, a show of cursed concepts. I am one half of your hosting pals, Gabe the Gay.
Very, very good. And I'm the other half, Anna, the secret mailman that brings you secret mail.
What is my secret mail for today?
It's a secret envelope with a secret piece of paper on it that has a secret message that just says, bitch.
I'm sorry. I take issue with this. It has a secret piece of paper on it, not in the envelope, but like on top of the envelope, there's a piece of paper that just says, bitch.
Did I say on it? I meant to say
you
in
did.
It. I'm not a very good secret mailman.
You're a secret mailman, but you actually open everybody's secret mail and just like hand it to them as
which
if
is...
it had come like that.
Which is very illegal, but I still do it.
You're going to be brought up on secret mailman charges.
I am. I'm going to be brought up on... They have like a whole court drama that's about secret mailmen and secret mail.
Yeah.
It's like Judge Judy, but it's secret.
Yeah. Secret Judge Judy.
Secret Judge Judy. That's me.
Well, we're off to a banging start.
A real good start. Ugh.
A note for our listeners. Today's episode might be a tad shorter than usual, and by might be, I mean will.
It absolutely will be a teeny tiny bit shorter. For, as Gabe suggested we say, for arcane reasons.
Yeah. And like, as much as we love you guys, we can't just go spilling all our arcane secrets to you.
Exactly. There have to be some things that we keep to ourselves, and the reason for shortening this episode is one of them.
Yeah.
It's not technical difficulties or anything like that. It's arcane secrets.
It's arcane secrets.
All right. Well, I have a video to play for you.
Do ya?
I do. So this is sent in by Jesse Bones, the skeleton your anatomy professor dressed as a cowboy around Halloween.
Oh, I wish my anatomy teacher had done that.
I know, me too.
He just always had like a lab coat and a pair of spare glasses on him.
Ours had nothing. Ours would just stood there, naked.
Boring, and also inappropriate for school.
I know! So this was sent in as a means to revive the drum cult discussion. So this...
Now, is this person who does, like, drumming along to people speaking?
I love it so much. So this is Pepe Sylvia.
I have so much trouble listening to it.
Pepe Sylvia with drums. I love it. I think it's great.
Of course you do. You are the owner and sole proprietor of Drum Cult 3, the drumming.
Exactly. Drum Cult 3, the drumming. That's me. I'm the owner and sole taxpayer of that. Here it is.
Why would you pay taxes if you say it's a religious institution?
Let me say words.
Ah. What is this?
I love it.
I
think you talk about the mail.
Oh, I just keep waiting for it to become like a rhythm.
I know.
Like just like a, and it won't ever.
It never will. I think these are so fun.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit, buddy.
It's probably like a good drumming exercise.
Oh, probably. He's just knocking on the drum with his hand.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Sure. I'm going to have to stop you right there. Not only do all of these people exist, but they've been asking for their mail on a daily basis. It's all
Jesus
we're talking
Christ.
About there. Jesus Christ. We're going to lose our jobs. Well, calm down, because here's one thing that's not going to happen. What? We're not going to get fired. We're not. because we've already been fired.
God.
It's very good for my percussion-oriented brain.
I'm sure it was.
And I'm not sorry for playing it. Thank you to Jesse Bones. The Skeleton Your Anatomy Professor dressed as a cowboy around Halloween, which Halloween is coming up. So it's cowboy skeleton time.
Is it?
Yes, very soon.
It's September.
It's soon.
We have 2 months.
It's soon.
Oh my God. Okay. This is intolerable. It was sent in by our good friend Soup.
Our good friend Soup.
Soup the soft substance sorcerer is what it says this time. Just to make me say a fucking tongue twister. Jesus fucking Christ. Tongue twister. Listen, I'm sorry. Saying Soup the soft substance sorcerer fucked up my mouth forever.
And then you couldn't even say tongue twister.
Oh no, it's back to normal. I just had to reset it.
Okay, okay, cool. Hit the reset button.
This is... Toad sings Rah Rah Rasputin, and I've heard it on TikTok.
Why is it a bad picture of Mario then, if it's Toad sings? Because
he's part of it.
Is he there?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
With the bad, like, the fucking bad Russian facial hair and the hat. What the fuck are those hats called?
I don't know.
Ushanka.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to know how... This is cursed knowledge. I can never fucking remember what those hats are called. But there is, like, an alt-right person who makes and sells them.
Oh.
And H-Bomber guy made fun of him in a video once. So every time I have to remember what that hat is called, I go...
Think back.
Yeah, I go, like, H-Bomber guy, that one video, halfway through that video, when he stops watching the video and starts talking about this blog. What is the name of that person? Got it. And it's like, that is the most convoluted thing. My brain is trash.
I thought you were going to say your brain went the route of Magnus Archives episode 65, because his last name is Ushanka. Because that's what my brain
Yeah, that
did.
Doesn't stick with me.
Oh, it did click with me. We both have very convoluted ways of remembering this one specific Russian hat.
God. Okay. Anyway, here's an intolerable version of Rara Rasputin. It's very bad. There are like a couple of Toad impersonators, and this is one of the ones that makes me want to claw my eyes out.
Oh, ouch. No, I hate it.
Yeah, like Mario is definitely supposed to be Rasputin. This has the subtitles, and actually I'm kind of grateful for this because I've realized for no matter how many times we've played the song, I don't think I knew all the words.
Me either.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
I'm suffering.
Yeah, thanks, Soup.
Thank you, Soup. There's Mario.
Like, yeah, the song's about Mario.
I was so distracted by the Toad voice that I wasn't even looking.
Is there a girl Toad, or is that edited too?
I don't know.
Wait,
isn't there like Toadette?
Is there Toadette? I want you to know how close I was to typing in Toad girl, which would have gotten me nothing. Yeah, this is Toadette.
Yes,
got it.
Yes, there is Toadette.
I was so close. What did I Google the other day? I was trying to look up something specific, and I just Googled silver, like the color.
Yeah. Very helpful. Do you ever Google something that, like, you don't realize how incriminating it sounds until you type it out?
Like what?
Like, there's a musician that I like, and her name is Anushka Shankar.
Okay.
And my favorite song by her is titled Naked. And I was trying to find the song, so I just Googled Anushka Shankar Naked. And I was like, wait! I mean, I did get the result that I wanted.
That happened to me when I was in high school. There was some band who had a song. I can't think of what it was. This is in my, like, harder music phase. And I think it was either called, like, I'm Gonna Kill You or I'm Gonna Fucking Kill You or something. And I typed in, I'm gonna kill you, and then whoever the thing was, and I was like, this looks like a threat.
It does. It does.
What was that song? I remember having like a badass guitar thing in the middle. I'm never going to be able to
find
it again.
Did we just talk over it? We might have.
Oh, no, not this. I mean the song I was thinking of.
Oh, man.
Like, this is happening. This is piercing my brain.
I know. There's a hole in my brain now.
Yeah. Like, I did not realize that this describes several of the many times they tried to kill him.
Yeah, again, every time in between the times when I hear this song, I forget all of the lyrics.
I don't think I ever knew all of them. Oh, those Russians. Thanks for that, soup. by Issa_Bass.
Yes.
Who is one of the toad impressionists.
One of the toad people.
That sounds racist.
One of the toad impressionists.
That also now sounds racist. Thank you.
I can't say it any other way.
We've fallen into a racist sinkhole.
No. Anyway, this is a waitress in a cocktail bar that was sent in by Tess, the chimney inspector. Let me just double check. Yeah, the chimney inspector.
Ooh, you've moved on from being a combine harvester to being a chimney inspector. I think that's probably a pay raise. I'm not sure. Congrats.
Both jobs are doing good to the world.
Vital
An
jobs.
Essential worker. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for your service.
So this is Working as a Waitress in a Cocktail Bar by Sander Vid NL.
Okay. I immediately want to retract my okay.
You can't take it back now.
I can't. Nothing's even happened yet.
It will.
Will it?
Yes.
Okay, so that car just pulled up to get this woman, but then there was no one in the driver's seat.
Ghost car.
No. No.
Yes.
No. Is this it?
I mean, it does do the melody. It just, this is the words.
I'm gonna kill you. Jesus Christ. Oh no.
This gets stuck in my head on the regular.
God, you know what got stuck in my head the other day?
What?
I was, like, fucking singing something under my breath, and I was like, what is that? And it was the fucking, the, like, 1-2 oatmeal thing where somebody did the fucking Kirby song.
Yes.
Like, I was, like, saying the words under my breath.
It's a waitress in a cocktail bar. This part specifically gets stuck in my head.
Terrible.
Oh, different words. Nope.
I'm sorry, that much was true is not enough for me. I wonder if maybe she was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
Maybe. I'm not sure about that fact yet.
Yeah, I don't know if we've gotten verification.
I don't think we have. Oh god, that sounds terrible.
It really sounds like this part says working is a waitress.
Working is a waitress.
Cursed.
Extremely cursed.
So I guess it's fitting for our show.
Yes, it is.
Wait, also, this isn't actually related to anything, but one of the guys had sunglasses. Did you know that there's apparently a secret fourth Matrix movie that's been in the works for a while?
Oh, like, hasn't happened yet?
I mean, there isn't a fourth one yet, so yes, hasn't happened yet.
Okay. I did not know that. Wait, maybe I did?
I don't know. If I did know, I forgot about it, but apparently its top secret name is Project Ice Cream.
Ooh, hell yeah. I had the box set of the Matrix movies, which was, you know, Matrix 1, 2, and 3, but then also the anime version.
Yeah, the Animatrix, which was dope as fuck.
Of course, of course. God, I need to watch
I was a weeaboo. Of course I had the Animatrix.
Of course. Which is also a cursed concept in itself.
Me being a weeaboo?
No, the Matrix having an anime.
I mean, okay, it wasn't like the anime version of the Matrix, though. It was they asked several well-known anime creators to do shorts based on the world of the Matrix, and it's actually really cool, and a lot of them are emotional and moving.
Yeah, it's that.
And a couple of them are like some people wanted to do some like bullet time videos with an anime.
That would probably be on the line between cursed and blessed.
Yeah.
Because like the concept of it is very good and it was executed well, but just the words Matrix box set includes Matrix anime is.
Listen, it do be like that.
It do be like that.
Okay, so I'm going to read a thing that was sent in. This is a dramatic reading. Thank you, Jester, for sending this in.
Thank you, Jester.
I think that I was just supposed to read the last part, but I'm going to read the whole thing.
I'm going to do all of it.
I am. This is an article called "I Covered My Entire Body in Gamer Goo."
No.
If less is more, just think about how much more would be. No. By Merritt K. I remember exactly where I was when I first heard about Gamer Goo. I was at home tweeting about Gamer Goo.
God damn it.
What is Gamer... This is the tweet. What is Gamer Goo? Should I be concerned about Gamer Goo? What does Gamer Goo mean for my future and my children's future? How can I obtain Gamer Goo? How can I defend my Gamer Goo from the threat of outsiders? Can you eat Gamer Goo? The joke soon dried up like so much goo in a gamer's hand. But unbeknownst to me, Gamer Goo quietly persisted, partnering with big names in gaming like Twitch and building up a brand on the promise of no more sweaty gamer hands. Mm. And when I brought up the idea of reviewing gamer products to Fanbyte IEC John Warren, he reminded me of its existence. I reached out and obtained a sample of Gamer Goo's offerings from the company. Despite its novelty in the world of video games, Gamer Goo isn't a totally new concept. Grip-enhancing products are used by weightlifters, climbers, mm-hmm. and pole dancers. But those are all activities where sweaty hand could mean a serious injury. Is it necessary for playing Call of Duty? Well, maybe not. But ask yourself this. Is it necessary to play Call of Duty at all? No. In all seriousness, Gamer Goo makes... prima facie? I don't know what that is. I'm dumb.
Uh-huh.
Sense to me as a product for professionals for whom fame and money is riding on their performance. I've never heard of a Super Smash Bros. Player's controller flying out of their hands because they got too sweaty, but I imagine slippage is possible and undesirable in a high-stakes situation. The question is it worth the castles like... Is it worth it for castles like castules like me? Sorry. Bitches be dumb right now. I am bitches.
I thought you said castles.
No, I was like, tongue do the thing, and my mouth was like, bitch.
No.
This is section 2 called Take It to the Lab, Boys. Before I tried it out, I wanted to know what was in this stuff. I am someone who's into skincare with a daily routine that would seem extravagant to most, and yet pales in comparison to some. I needed to know what I was about to put my hands through. Gamer Goo is mostly water, alcohol, and thickening agents. The alcohol gives it its drying properties, while arrowroot powder, xanthan gum, and magnesium allium silicate make it viscous. There's
science.
Some glycerin, which is naturally produced by skin and helps hydrate it, and some silica thrown in to improve absorption. You might be worried about, oh my god, I can't say that, or parabens, but they're just preservatives without wanting to get into a big thing about it. Some studies have shown these substances can cause problems, but those studies aren't dealing with the cosmetic grade versions or the absorption through the skin. Parabens are fine, and this is fine. And if gamer goo or anything you put on your skin didn't have some kind of preservatives, it'd start getting pretty quick. Yes. Gamer goo comes in various fragrances, all of which are achieved through the use of essential oils. These can cause irritation and damage to the skin long term, but since you're not putting Gamer Goo on your face every day, it's probably fine.
The I only hope real, not.
Like, maybe you are. The only real hesitation I have about the product is that products containing alcohol can actually cause the skin to produce more oil over time. But again, since you're most likely not applying gamer goo on a regular, frequent basis, I'm not too worried about it. Secure in my knowledge, there is nothing left to do. There is nothing left but to proverbially do the goo. Fuck me. Okay. This is killing me. The test. Applying the product was a bit of a challenge. Gamer Goo's site strongly suggests in all caps that you apply a pea-sized amount, but an amount closer to the size of several chickpeas slurped into my palm when I squeezed the tube.
No.
Slurped is good. I began rubbing my hands together, but they remained stubbornly wet and sticky as my cameraman slash roommate looked on in horror. After several minutes of sustained rubbing, my skin had already drank deep of the Gamer Goo and was beginning to dry. Clark tells me that the company is releasing an updated, thicker formula soon, so they're aware of the product's current propensity to squirt a little too enthusiastically.
No.
Running my fingers over my palms, I attempted to discern how Gamer Goo had transformed me. It felt strange, but not bad. I picked up a PS4 controller, and it felt good. I should add that I was using my oldest controller, which had been so well worn that the matte plastic finish has worn down and replaced with a kind of slick to the touch sheen. It's not uncomfortable, but you can tell the difference between it and a DualShock that hasn't been used to reach the max level in Destiny 2. When did this come out?
I don't
Gamer
know.
Goo has Gamer Goo kind of alleviated that feeling and gave the controller more of a fresh out of the box grip. I started up Crucible, Destiny 2's competitive multiplayer mode. I would say that I am okay at it, but occasionally causes me a great deal of angst when I get into a losing streak and refuse to quit until I just win a game. Would Gamer Goo save me from this fate? As it turns out, it did. My team won handily, and I ended the match with a respectable 1.5 efficiency rating. I was never in danger of having my controller blow out of my hands.
Good.
But the Gamer Goo left a dry, satiny feel on my skin that actually made gripping the DualShock a little more pleasant. Next, I moved on to a player versus player enemy activity, activating Black Armory Forge. My allies and I fought valiantly, fuck words, and in the end, we couldn't pull it off in the time limit, and I quit in frustration. Maybe the first time had been a fluke. Maybe I was expecting too much. Maybe Gamer Goo couldn't make me a better gamer.
Oh,
or maybe
no.
I wasn't using enough.
No, this has like, Brian David Gilbert energy.
It does. Please don't be like me. In Marsha Linehan's Dialectical Behavior Therapy, patients are taught to make decisions based on wise mind, a state ruled neither by impulsive emotions nor cold reason alone, but informed by both. One skill used to achieve this is asking oneself, is this wise mind? I found myself asking that question as I stood naked in my bathtub, slathering Gamer Goo all over my body.
Oh no.
I headed back to the Lost Forge with the novel sensation of all of the skin on my body tightening ever so slightly. I poured bullets into fallen enemies swarming around me as a white cast formed on areas where I hadn't rubbed the Gamer Goo in enough. And finally, I stood triumphant over the Forge Guardian, my body having achieved the matte, powdery finish of an unnerving, realistic sex robot.
No.
Stunned by this turn of events, I considered two possible explanations. The first was that I had been paired with better players by the game's matchmaking service this time around. The second was that coating myself in a thick layer of alcohol-based grip-enhancing gel for gamers improved my performance.
Oh.
I'll leave it up to you to make your own conclusions. I would probably use Gamer Goo again, just on my hands, though.
Probably.
I know, the last part was the worst, but I feel like you need the build-up to truly understand the magnitude. Fuck
that,
me.
That
Thank
is
you,
exactly
Jester.
The same energy as Brian David Gilbert eating steak all day to be a better gamer and then enclosing himself in like a 4-foot square gamer pad.
God, literally everything he does where he's like, this will just take one day of filming and not that much research. And then he's like, oh God, oh God.
Oh God, oh God. Spends $1 billion and takes a month to film this.
Literally.
You know what? Brian David Gilbert has the too much gene.
He will do.
That he shares do. With many people, including Jenna Marbles also has the too much gene.
Oh, God. True. But here's the thing, is that he has like producers there.
I know.
Who could be like, hey, Brian, buddy.
And they probably do, but he's like, no, I must go further.
Oh my God.
Oh, thank you for that. My face hurts now.
Sorry that I misspoke so much. It turns out that my tongue is bad.
Turns out that Gabe's brain is off today.
My brain is... Listen, my brain had been asking for a vacation day for a while, and I just thought today seemed like a good day.
You know what? Today, it was a good day. You know what? Pick the recording days to let your brain go on vacation.
Well, maybe I had planned the vacation before we knew we were recording today.
Could be true. All right, I have a short one for you.
Okay.
So this is a submission from Alex, the local bog cow.
Bog cow.
And this is a video that I love very much that is originally from TikTok, but it has been moved onto YouTube, which is very helpful. And this is Peter McPoland, a musician that I really like. I love his music. Playing Savage on the accordion.
No.
I've seen this TikTok so many times. It is my favorite chef kiss. Here it is.
Oh, I have seen this. Fuck.
I love it so much. This is why I want an accordion and I want to learn how to do stuff like this.
Who does this sound like to me? Oh, fuck. It sounds like Damien Rice. He has like a fake accordion that he plays sometimes. Oh. Fuck me. That caused me 100 points of psychic damage. I hope you're happy.
I took all of this psychic damage and I absorbed it into me, and now I have 100 points of temporary HP that I stole from you.
Good. Okay, well, I'm going to follow that up with this, which was sent to me, was sent to us, parentheses me, by Molly, local black blanket hoarder, fuck me, but was also sent to me personally by everyone in the world. Who knows me on a personal level.
Yeah.
And I hate all of you equally.
William Morancy shakes fist at sky.
This is Bohemian WAP City. So if you're not old enough to be listening to the song WAP, don't do it.
Oh, man. It really starts out strong, doesn't it? The gap! The awkward gap. Pause!
Jesus Christ, it kills me.
Oh my God.
Just the background is so
much. I gotta go.
I'm stalling, I gotta go home immediately.
I need to leave right now immediately.
Oh my God. God.
No.
Listen, this is what Freddie Mercury would have wanted.
It is. That's the thing. It is terrible, but it does also what Freddie Mercury would have wanted. Get it up, nigga. Catch a charge. I gotta go. Again, I hate how much pause there is.
Oh, God.
Bite your lip.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. The fact that this is going to go on for the whole length of Bohemian Rhapsody.
You're welcome.
No.
Oh God, I'm gonna fucking scream.
I know.
God. God. With the guitar, I'm sorry, I gotta go.
The pitch correcting of the background vocals.
Like, yeah, literally.
Oh my god. You know what? William Moranci, I will not forgive you for this, but I respect your craft.
I've never forgiven him once in my life. His part is choice.
Yeah.
No.
Macaroni.
No. No. I forgot about that part.
Okay, it's actually at a good speed now.
Oh yeah, because the song speeds up. No.
Oh my god.
You can't just do it. You can't do this to me.
William Moranci, I swear.
William Moranci, don't make me come in there.
Don't make me drive to your house.
No.
Oh.
God. What a good find that was.
Now I am the one taking psychic damage.
Good. I am experiencing euphoria.
Are you?
I mean, like, this is not something I would choose to listen to for fun, other than the fact that I've listened to it a couple times already because people keep sending it to me. But it, like, I find it very funny.
It's whereas, definitely like, something.
You know, Toad I find funny, but in a painful way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, again, also, I appreciate it because the artistry of the way this is put together is very good. But I'm also suffering.
No. Okay, that part hurt me.
Yeah.
She did say certified freak
several times now. No.
Anyways, that was sent in by Molly, local blanket hoarder.
Oh, Molly.
Thank you, Molly. You've managed to even the damage between me and Anna, which is really all that I could ask.
Honestly, yeah.
There's some whores in this house.
Oh, jeez.
Chef's kiss.
I'm filled with rage.
So, just normal, then.
Yes, I'm filled with my normal emotion, which is rage.
Yeah.
All right. I have this for you, which is probably going to unbalance us again. Because you're not going to like it.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So this is Thomas writes Sins, Not Tragedies. And this was sent in by Duckling.
Thank you, Duckling.
Thank you, Duckling. Oh, so, yeah, I mean, pretty obviously, it's Thomas the Tank Engine, and it's I Write Sins, Not Tragedies.
I had guessed that correct.
Yes.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing no. in the door, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but like, to hear in exchanging words. This is what plays. What a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful wedding. When I'm like running around a fairground being chased by clowns.
Like, I was
not like
say,
last time where it was amorphous clowns.
Yeah.
It's like one's driving a bumper car towards me or something.
Clown Saga episode 2.
I don't know what I'm doing in my life that I keep ending up being killed by clowns, but
I don't know. Sometimes that just happens.
This is like, you know what this is like? Oh god. There's a trend on Netflix shows recently where they take songs from the like mid-90s to early 2000s
yes.
that were like sped up songs and they slow them down to make them like emotional ballads.
Yes.
Except for it's like I remember the song and the context and it's not emotional.
Yeah. Yes, like, I have seen that.
This feels like the opposite, where it's like we're gonna take this song and we're gonna make it like the fun song.
This is the nightcore version.
Oh my god.
And then the daycore is what Netflix is doing.
God. I love how, because daycore is such a bad thing to say, half the people who make those just call them anti-nightcore.
I know.
Like, you're valid. It's bad. Well, because decor is a word that means something.
Yeah, it's, well, it's decor and then decor.
If somebody, if you weren't talking about music and somebody was like, yeah, I'm really into decor.
Yeah, I would think about like, interior decoration.
Like, yeah.
It's like you have to use decor in the same sentence as nightcore for somebody to understand.
Right, which is why anti-nightcore is,
it's better.
In some ways better, because yeah, then I know what we're comparing it to.
And also, like, they sound like they should be switched to me. Like, it doesn't, in my brain, it doesn't feel like nightcore should be the sped up version and daycore should be the slowed down version. That doesn't feel right to me.
Well, because nightcore is like the 2 a.m. version.
I just think that they should be the opposite, but, you know, nobody asked me.
This might be a little too visual, but I'm playing it anyway because okay, I hate our audience and I want them to suffer.
No.
There's that meme that's the diving meme where it's a guy underwater. I don't know if it's a guy, it's a person underwater, and they put their hand down and there are a lot of crabs that are kind of interested in the hand. And it's just that, but somebody narrated it.
Oh, good.
If you're looking for this so you can see it, it's Crab Crab Hand Hand Meme by Matai.
Crab Crab Hand Hand.
Yeah.
Crab, please. Crab Crab.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of crabs.
Crab, crab. I love the implication that their everyday thought is just crab.
Yeah. That was it. And then whenever they scooch back, it says frightened, and I appreciate it. Like, it's... That was 23 seconds of your life.
It was a good 23 seconds.
Yeah.
Crabs are just going around thinking their own species as they go.
I mean, I do walk around thinking, who man?
Person, 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 person.
As definitely a human and not a robot, that is what I think about.
I see. Suspicious information from Gabe today.
Maybe that's some of the arcane knowledge.
You know what? You're right. There we go, everybody. That's the reason. That's why we have to do a shorter episode, because Gabe's a robot.
We have just about reached the end of the episodes, my good friends, and also listeners who are not my friends.
Listeners who are simply acquaintances of mine.
Or ones that I have blood feuds with.
Yes, there are many of those.
There are at least a couple.
There are.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of your local podcast, Bad.
Your local podcast.
We're fresh and organically grown.
We are, and we're very close to you, so beware.
We're in your neighborhood right now. If you want to send us stuff for us to play on the podcast, we have an email, and that email is badcursedconceptspodcast@gmail.com. I was so close to saying at podcast.com.
Yes, at podcast.com, as we all know.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yes. Oh, if that's too long to remember, or if you typed in at podcast.com and nothing showed up and now you're despairing, go to our Twitter, which is @badcursed, and you can just get to the email from the pinned tweet.
Yeah, and you know, you can like and review us on places you listen to podcasts, or you don't have to. And also, we forgot to reintroduce ourselves. I have been Gabe.
The?
Oh, fuck. I think I'm just Gabe the Gay this time.
I think you are. I think it was short and simple today. And I have been Anna, the secret mailman, delivering you secret mail.
And Anna's got something dubiously blessed for us.
I have something extremely blessed.
Dubious.
This is Hello World by Louis Zong.
You're right, this is blessed, okay.
It's extremely blessed, and it makes me happy every time. So here it is. We will here see you is. Next week.
Farewell. Thank you.